Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 15, The Bhopal Gas Tragedy. The Bhopal gas tragedy, which occurred on the night of December 2 to 3, 1984, in Bhopal, India, is one of the world's worst industrial disasters. The incident resulted in the release of a gas called methyl isocyanate, also known as MIC, from a pesticide plant owned by Union Carbide India Limited, or UCIL. This exposed hundreds of thousands of residents to deadly chemicals, and the catastrophe claimed thousands of lives in its immediate aftermath and left lasting health and environmental consequences for generations. Decades later, the tragedy is still a powerful reminder of the human cost of industrial negligence and inadequate safety standards. The Union Carbide plant in Bhopal was established in the 1960s as part of India's push for industrial self-reliance. The facility manufactured pesticides, including the product 7, which relied on MIC as an intermediate. MIC is a highly toxic and volatile compound, which requires careful storage and handling due to its ability to react violently with water. Despite its dangers, MIC was stored in large quantities at the plant due to the steady decline in demand for pesticides. Over the years, the plant had suffered from declining safety standards, budget cuts, and minimal maintenance, leading to deteriorated equipment and an increased risk of a serious accident. On the night of December 2, 1984, water inadvertently entered one of the MIC storage tanks, setting off an exothermic reaction. This reaction caused a rapid buildup of heat and pressure within the tank, ultimately resulting in the release of a large quantity of toxic gas. The gas, heavier than air, escaped through a faulty vent and quickly spread over the densely populated shanty towns surrounding the plant. As the gas cloud descended on Bhopal, residents were unaware of the danger approaching them, as no warning was issued. Most people were asleep and woke up choking, blinded, and disoriented, with little chance to escape. The effects of the gas exposure were immediate and devastating. MIC gas is a powerful lung irritant and can cause severe damage to the respiratory system, eyes, and other organs. Victims experienced symptoms such as burning eyes, severe coughing, difficulty breathing, and vomiting. For many, the gas exposure led to immediate asphyxiation and death. Thousands died within hours, with more succumbing in the days and weeks that followed. Bodies lay in the streets, and hospitals were overwhelmed by the sudden influx of critically ill patients, many of whom could not be saved due to a lack of knowledge on how to treat gas poisoning. The death toll from the initial incident remains a point of contention, with estimates ranging from 3,000 to 8,000 people dying within the first few days. In the following years, the death toll continued to rise, with survivors suffering from chronic illnesses, cancers, respiratory disorders, and birth defects. Official estimates suggest that over 15,000 people have died due to complications related to the gas leak, while hundreds of thousands continue to live with long-term health effects. The legacy of the disaster extends beyond human health, as the soil and water around the plant were also contaminated, making the area unfit for habitation and agriculture. The Bhopal tragedy has left an indelible mark on the city and the lives of its residents. The survivors, many of whom were among the poorest in society, faced immense hardships in the aftermath of the disaster. Most had lost family members, homes, or their ability to work due to severe health issues. The psychological trauma inflicted on survivors and their families is profound, with many suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and depression. For these victims, justice and compensation have been ongoing battles, with many feeling that their suffering was never adequately recognized or addressed by those responsible. In the wake of the disaster, Union Carbide's response was widely criticized. The company initially claimed that the incident was the result of sabotage, though no credible evidence was provided to support this claim. Critics argue that the company had failed to maintain adequate safety standards, training, and emergency preparedness, leaving the plant vulnerable to such an accident. Furthermore, the plant's location in a densely populated area added to the scale of the tragedy. Despite being aware of the risks, Union Carbide had taken few measures to prevent a disaster or to warn nearby residents of potential hazards. The legal and regulatory aftermath of the Bhopal gas tragedy was marked by years of complex litigation and international disputes. In 1989, Union Carbide agreed to a settlement with the Indian government, paying $470 million in compensation to victims, which was widely considered inadequate given the scale of the disaster. Many survivors received minimal compensation, and the funds proved insufficient to address the long-term health and environmental damages. In 1999, Union Carbide was acquired by Dow Chemical, which has consistently maintained that it holds no responsibility for the incident. The Indian government and activists have continued to demand accountability and further compensation, though efforts to extradite former Union Carbide executives to face trial in India have been largely unsuccessful. The Bhopal disaster prompted changes in industrial safety and environmental regulations worldwide. In India, the tragedy led to the establishment of stricter laws, including the Environment Protection Act of 1986, which aimed to improve regulatory oversight of industrial activities. The incident also raised global awareness of the need for chemical safety standards, transparency, and accountability from multinational corporations. It served as a wake-up call for industries around the world to prioritize safety and to consider the impact of their operations on surrounding communities. Despite these regulatory changes, the struggle for justice and adequate compensation continues for many Bhopal survivors. Over three decades after the tragedy, the site remains contaminated, with toxic waste and chemicals leaching into the soil and groundwater. Efforts to clean up the site have been slow, and residents in the vicinity still face health risks from environmental contamination. Advocacy groups and international organizations continue to press for a full remediation of the area, fair compensation for victims, and proper medical support for those suffering from long-term effects. The Bhopal gas tragedy remains a poignant reminder of the human costs of industrial negligence and the importance of stringent safety protocols. For the survivors and their families, it is a painful legacy that endures to this day, underscoring the need for corporate accountability, ethical governance, and respect for human life. The disaster's lessons have reverberated around the world, yet for the people of Bhopal, the wounds remain unhealed, both in their lives and in their environment. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.